Fantastic. Here we are back at it over the internet through BBS Radio. This is a Monday evening wild card show with Winfrey in Sedona, Arizona. My name is Gijs Minderhout, and we await for more people to join in here live on the conference call, as we usually make this a simulcast. We just had someone else join in. Good evening to you. Feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, this is Marianne Rhein in St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, Marianne. Welcome. How are you?
Hi.
Thank you. Very well. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank you for being here.
I appreciate this very much.
All right. And fantastic. Go ahead.
I still want to come to Northern California.
Come on over. Come on over. I've been in St. Louis, so it's your turn to come over here.
I'd love to. And again, thank you so much for this. It's been on my mind for this week, and what a wonderful thing this is. I appreciate
right,
it.
Right. You're very welcome. Someone else joined in. Good evening to you. Please say your name and location.
Grandma White Dove in Idaho.
Hello, Grandma White Dove.
Hey,
we
White
welcome
Dove.
You.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. We actually got some rain today.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah, help put the fire out.
You got fires there too? You have forest, yeah, fires there too in Idaho? All right.
Yeah, the hubby went to take a little adventure on Monday or Sunday, yesterday. And got turned around because he got to his turnoff and everybody was fleeing towards him with a panicked look on their face.
Yeah.
So he came home.
Right.
And we woke up to smoke in the air this morning and it was getting really heavy and now it's rained and hopefully that will take
Cleared
care
up.
Of it.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Hi, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Everybody.
And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the call, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello.
But Lauren.
Yeah.
Water is a magnificent thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. The most abundant complex compound in the universe.
Is it? Yeah.
And we can't live without it.
No. Whoever invented it. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Water.
Oh.
And it's takes an active role in all biological events, activities.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether it's carbon-based or silicon-based or sulfur-based or, you know.
It all takes water.
Yep. It's an active ingredient.
Mm-hmm. Welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Wanda from Saskatchewan.
Welcome
hi,
to the
Wanda.
Call, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello,
hi,
everyone.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello.
And if you're listening in here with us through BBS Radio, we welcome you. We can't see you. We can't hear you, but we appreciate you being here.
I mentioned that sad guru video I watched about water a couple weeks ago. And he said, "Choice, bless your water when you're drinking it."
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about how it takes on different structures for whatever purpose it's doing.
So. Welcome to the next caller. Appreciate name and location. The next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil in Seattle.
Hi, Cecil, welcome.
Hi, Cecil.
Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, family.
It is I, the one known as an from
about blessing the
place
the water.
Known as California.
Senor Antonio.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi.
Welcome, Antonio.
Hi, Wanda.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say name and location.
Hello, hi. This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Jeannie.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Phil.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Antonio.
What's the difference?
Hi, Antonio.
A big jug compared to a little cup.
In the big jug, it's a little bit wetter. The little cup is not as wet. Ding, ding. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Marilyn in Cincinnati. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the call, Marilyn.
Hi, Mary
Eileen.
But Don, they didn't mention anything about that on that program, eh?
Oh, I thought you were making a joke.
No, I was. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Roger.
Hi, everyone. Shirley.
I hear Roger and Shirley. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Roger.
Hello,
Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Wanda, I don't remember anything about the volume of water. It's a pretty short video. You can watch it. Make up your own mind.
Sadguru.
Sadguru.
Okay. All right. Yeah, bless your water before you drink it. That's a good point. And
he also recommends holding it in both hands without your fingers touching. I imagine that kind of turns the water into sort of like a capacitor, and then the energy comes out of your fingers and goes into the water. So I heard that idea a long time ago. I think it was from the Rosicrucians at that point.
Now, I drink it from a bigger jug through a straw. It's probably...
No idea. A flavor straw?
No. Just I have a 1 gallon jug in my cool pack, and then I just take the lid off and pull the straw out and drink from it while driving. Usually.
Huh.
Is that like one of those moonshine jugs?
No, just the 1 gallon from the grocery store.
Oh, okay.
Is that the same as what Lauren did with? With the water?
Not exactly. Parts of it. Parts of it are similar.
This Sadguru, what's that about? I just now tuned in.
All right.
Sadguru, he's a guy. Sadguru. He has a lot of videos.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Phyllis from Swim, Washington.
Yes. Dear Phyllis, we welcome you.
Hi, Phyllis.
Phyllis.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Hello, wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, wonderful humor.
he was thinking, if you knew.
You're Morgan?
What?
Is Morgan here?
Uh-uh. Negative.
Oh. I thought I heard her background noise. Oh, wait. She probably won't be on because she lost her number.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Wynn.
Welcome, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
You're on early tonight, Wynn.
I'm sorry.
You're not
perfect.
You're not sorry.
Well, we were just at happy hour with Dr. Ying and Raiden.
Nice.
And he's going to be on tonight. And we had a really great conversation.
Can
almost imagine. But is there anything you want to say about it more than that?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did he teach you any Chinese yet? Or Taiwan?
Ni what?
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
That's
hello
in Chinese.
One way to say it.
What is ni hao?
Hello in Chinese.
Yeah, but is that Mandarin or is that Cantonese?
Probably Cantonese. That's a bigger one, isn't it? The more popular one.
I learned that from a kid's show.
Hmm.
Another expression I know in Chinese is General Tso's chicken.
Must have been a big chicken. Kind of spicy, isn't it?
I think that means thank you.
Thank you?
Yes.
No. I see you say spank you.
Thank you.
How?
Oh, my.
Those who joined in here online through BBS Radio, we welcome you. Good evening. We will be taking off here shortly.
Hello, everybody on BBS.
As this is the wild card show for the Monday evening.
I don't think I could get much better than this.
And apparently will Dr. Christopher Jing join in here briefly. I said Jing, but it's Ging. Ging.
What is a wild card?
A card
that's taken away. It's the opposite of a tame card.
A card that's taken by the wind and can turn any direction.
I think it's from poker or games. It's a card that can represent anything that you want. It's any other card in the deck.
I welcome the next caller. Good evening. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi. Positive greetings. I'm Sedona.
Hello, Raiden. Welcome.
Hi.
Raiden.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Is Dr. Ging with you?
No, he's with Dawn. I just got Terry in her car, and they should be getting on. I gave them the number, but you know. Yeah. What else can I say? I'm sure they'll be calling them in a second.
Is it you know what I know, or you don't know what I don't know?
Exactly.
The shadow knows.
We should just carry on till they get on.
I don't know anything about playing cards. I know Go Fish. No, not Go Fish. Go Fish. And Blackjack. I kind of know how to play that, but I don't have enough fingers and toes to get to 21.
Get to 20.
Some people that do.
Get to 20, that's pretty good enough.
Okay, I think I'm going to start. All right.
Please.
All right. Are you behind the controls? You want me to get going, Win?
Yeah. You know what? Since we're having Dr. Ging on and we're waiting for him, I'll just kind of... I don't know if anyone new is here on tonight.
Not as far as I know, no. I think everybody announced or I know who they are and there's no new people.
Okay. Now, I was going to send an email out today, but I didn't do it. but I'm getting more confident about.
Good evening. Welcome to the Giggle Show.
Well,
take me to the punch.
Welcome, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Thank you.
Hi, Helen.
Hi.
You know, Helen?
Yes, when? I don't drink and I don't do drugs. I'm sorry.
You know, this is her way. This is her way of releasing, because
walks
around. You don't walk around giggly all the time, do you?
I kind of do, unless I do something dumb like turn on the news.
All right, I'm gonna mute everybody. I've had enough.
Can I still share something?
You want to share something?
I want to share. So I need to find it first. Dang.
Can I mute everybody?
Yes.
Muted.
As you were just talking about drinking water to Helen, there was this one lady, 105 years old, and about the remedies to her health. She says, for better digestion, I drink beer. In case of appetite loss, I drink white wine. In the case of low blood pressure, I drink red wine. In the case of high blood pressure, I drink scotch. And when I have a cold, I drink schnapps. So they ask her, so when do you drink water? She says, I've never been that sick.
I don't know. Everyone's going to start getting all those alcohols when they have trouble.
wait until you're 105, okay?
All right. Here we go.
The recording has started.
This is August 24th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, except Terry's not here yet, but she will be. And everybody everywhere. And for the last few Mondays, we have been having Dr. Ging as a guest. And we have been going deeper and deeper into what he does and how he does it. Because it is hard to believe. Hard to believe it is not in this dimension. And there's a lot of things that I've experienced that are not in this dimension. And I would put them in terms of synchronicities, etc. And with Dr. Ging, what happens that's not in this dimension is actually physically witnessed by people. And he's a healer. And you know what? I'll read. I was just transcribing a testimonial. And let me see if I can find it here. Actually, it's not completely transcribed, but I'll just read this part of it. This is from Judy Kane, and she's talking about her husband, Terry, and she lives in Oceanside, California. And I've known Judy for years, and she has always had a great interest in spiritual things, in people who channel, etc. And on a call a couple of weeks ago, who's making all that noise? Is that you, Heis?
Uh-oh. No, that's me.
Are you on, Terry?
Yeah.
No, don't mute yourself. Oh, we like you here. Just don't move. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And this is Judy and my husband, Terry, in California. Dr. Ging is a humble and wise man, and he worked very complimentary with his, he works, I'm editing it while I'm talking, he works very complimentary with his associate, Reverend Williams. And I think it should say Reverend William. And we get tangible results. My husband has had this esophagus stricture where the esophagus is closed up and you need an operation to fix it. He was able to eat only liquids and soft food. He was very lucky because it never got to the worst level, but it's been a constant issue. It's gone since they worked on him and removed the block. He went to see his very advanced osteopath who has worked at major hospitals and universities, who he's been seeing for many years. Terry told him what happened with Dr. Ging, and he confirmed that the esophagus stricture was cleared. He recognized it as a miracle and then said he wanted to have a session with Dr. Ging and told him not to tell anyone. Well, Dr. Ging is now going to Oceanside tomorrow, and he's got a bunch of people lined up to see. And this doctor, I can't tell you his name, is going to see him. So we'll see what happens. But that's not an unusual testimonial. Things shift in the body on a physical level that can't really shift. And Dr. Ging gives credit to God. We've told the story in the past where he had trained himself as a, how shall we say it? Yeah.
Yeah, he can't get on with his phone. He's going to use mine. Hold on.
Okay.
No good. Use mine.
What's going on?
Access code accepted. Muted. So record.
Okay, yeah, well, we try to call in, and it won't.
Are you on rated? Are you on rated? Are you on Raiden's phone now? Hello?
You know, I do see Dr. Ging, his phone line in over here. Let me unmute his phone line. Dr. Ging, can you hear us?
Yes, very well.
Okay.
Very well.
Okay, good. So, you know, when he started, he's been doing this for 40 years now. And Dr. Ging, have you gotten better over the time, or did you hit the ground running?
Well, every day it's miracles. Every day it's supernatural healings. It's not me. It's the angel of God is working through me. You know, it's their power. I'm just walking. I'm just opening up to God and ask His mercy, His grace, and His knowledge. the spiritual knowledge, knowledge of the wisdom. So I know what to do mm-hmm. about the stage 4 cancer, epilepsy, vision problems, I mean, cardiology, on and on, you know, Alzheimer's, and tinnitus.
Like,
any areas that most of doctors don't know what to do, the Elohim, the God, has revealed to me the knowledge. So I'm doing better every day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you do it and you learn how to do these things, is it something that you could train somebody else? Or is it working on a totally spiritual level that a person has to open up to the spiritual power to do it?
Well, there's some technique you can do. You know, just like you go to medical school, you learn some technique. But to make real powerful supernatural healing, like you said, definitely you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be mm-hmm. in the presence of God. Then you can do the full-blown work. That momentum is up to you. You know, it's up to
yes.
You can learn technique. You know, like you can make the 20% effective, 40% effective. You want to be 80% or 90% effective, then you have to be really in the presence of the Elohim and receive the anointing and receive the
yeah.
power, yeah, the momentum
yes.
from above.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought one of the interesting things that we were talking about over dinner just now, I told everybody we were meeting, was that from my experience, and now I know, you know, personal experience with three other people that have connections to the other side. And the other side is a very complicated place. And if you think about our planet, and we think of how many billions of people are here, and how many different races and cultures, and even though everyone's on the same planet, people are so different in different areas. And on the other, what we term the other side, I guess you could say it's the other side of the veil that keeps humans contained in this realm. Like, most of us can't see it. Terry?
Yeah.
Now, I know yeah. you get visuals as to the other side, right?
Oh, definitely. Like, the angels are a very high, like, when you look at the angels, some people can see them and some people can't, but they are a thin film. Like, they look very, like a thin image. Similar to, like, after a person transitions and leaves their body and dies, the body dies, and then some people see them as a ghost, like a thin mist. So the angels look like that, too, when they visit. And when they go back to heaven, it's like everybody in heaven can see them as a solid angel. Or be have a solid image, like when their soul goes back to heaven, the individuals can be seen as a solid physical body, as if it were when
so,
it is in the
so,
heaven
so, so you don't see them as a solid image, right? You see them as a mist.
I see them as a thin film, but then. Their intentions are very strong, and they create
mm-hmm.
like a vortex that can help assist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can very often tell the presence of other dimensional sources. And
yes.
But I don't usually see it as a thin film. I see it as kind of...
It wouldn't be unless it was focalized as a soul body or an angel.
Yeah.
Died.
Yeah. Now, when we were talking at dinner, and I was talking about this idea to Dr. King, because he's an example of someone who has demonstrated the power of intention.
Yes.
Because he really wanted to help people. And he kept asking God, give me the ability to help people. And he asked so powerfully that he got a response. Okay?
Well, when Dr. King speaks, the infinite creator listens.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know what? We know that every one of you, we say this every night on Whole Planet Healing, everyone listening is an aspect of what the Elohim call the one infinite creator.
Yeah.
And it's not called the one infinite creator for nothing. The word creator, which means there's part of you that has the ability to create in this realm from other dimensions. There's part of each of us. And that, what is it that allows you to tap into that ability? Your intention. And not just saying, okay, I want to create in this realm. I want to do this. It's not just asking. You have to really want to do it. And you also have to be willing to be responsible for what's given to you. Okay? In other words, the other side, these higher powers, don't just play games. They want this realm to shift. They want this realm to be integrated with the higher dimensions. But from everything that I believe to be true, is that can only happen if there's people down here who are able to penetrate the veil and bring in the energies of the higher dimensions into this realm. And I think we do that quite regularly on our calls.
Yes.
And Dr. King does that in his healings. And we've talked about this idea of remote healing. And we were talking about how could remote healing work. And he's smart. He doesn't take any responsibility for the healing. He says, God does it. I don't take any responsibility for the energies that come in on these calls, except I do show up. I do take the responsibility for knowing that it happens. I mean, what do the Elohim say? They say they are visiting every one of you on this call. It's open to being visited. Think about that. They are making a connection with you. And that they do want to help people. And are you ready for that? Are you ready for that connection? Are you ready to be more than you are? Because it leads to that. You know, when they started talking to me, I wasn't ready. I was ready to ask questions. And I'm trying to get my conscious mind to believe that what we're doing now was even remotely possible. And I have a feeling I'm going to ask him, Dr. Ging, when you started doing this work with people and you suddenly noticed supernatural things happening, were you surprised? How did you react to it?
Well, initially I was skeptical. The God wanted me to say people have hemorrhoids. And God showed me, say, you work on people's tongue, on the tongue, and that will funnel the healing from the tongue to the anal area, the hemorrhoid area.
Did you say the tongue?
The tongue. Initially, I was skeptical. I was my scientific mind just won't understand and won't appreciate and don't think it's gonna work. But since I go nowhere, you know, I want to break through. I want to learn from God, so I have to obey. So later on I realized God's thoughts are higher than my thoughts. God's ways are higher than my way. And I just have to show my obedience and find out the working mechanism later. I always say, God, how does it work? You know, but God just said,
when you worked on the tongue, did you put acupuncture needles in the tongue? Did you put pressure on it? What did you do to the tongue?
Okay, there's one called you may write down, it's called frenulum, this little ligament under the tongue.
Yes.
So the tongue one, yeah. They call frenulum. That's the anatomy, you know, term, terminology. Frenulum, frenulum. That's the ligament. You got to use the needles to break off. But they break off, and they will lead to all the blockages and all the blood clots in the anal area. It's amazing. It's like wireless. You know, it's like somebody call you into your wireless phone. There's messages, the signals can go from tongue all the way down to your down to the anal area. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It only that most of my patients with a severe, we're talking about advanced stage of hemorrhoids, they're gone. It's within one or two treatments. Yeah. It's amazing.
That is amazing. Because it seems like a totally disconnected part of the body. So there's got to be some kind of meridian that goes from under the tongue to the colon, right?
Yeah, it's wireless. It's the wireless system. Our system has the wireless system, and we just began to discover that in a couple of meridians, but I call it channels. You know, that's the where
yes.
that God can flow through you and me. And but the email called Marie, but it's more than that. More than to me, it's more. For instance, I operate people. I put needles on patients. Say the pineal body, the pineal gland, the thyroid area.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that, the energy. There's electrical pulse that will go through the patient, their leg, their fibula, sometimes go through their toes,
and their ankles, and they can see. They'll say, Dr. King, I feel pain. What did you do to my leg? I said, I didn't do anything to your leg. I just do something on your thigh area. And then I realized, oh, there's a connection between the third eye and the leg. So I use that to help a lot of people overcome their, they call it restless leg syndromes, you know, the restless.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. Or they cannot walk very well. Even I do that for Terry, your wife, so she can walk better. You know, remember she has hip surgery? I send energy from the little eye go all the way through the Terry's hip and connect to her fibula area and then all the way to her ankle area, even to the all the five toes. Yeah. So that is wireless. There's a wireless network, you know, which you don't see, but that's how you can send energy from heaven or through needles. It doesn't matter. You can go through a prayer. You can use the needles or test units. Many, many other ways you can send the electrical pulse from the third eye to just all the way down to your feet.
Mm-hmm. So you put a needle right in the forehead, right?
Yeah, the needle is the electrical conductive. They can stimulate your electrical system because they're you know, they're electrical conductive. That's why I use needles.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is kind of breakthrough stuff because that's a technique that someone else can use, isn't it?
Yeah, you can use technique even you don't have to know no God or but that's today's medical school. They miss that one. They have to focal. You see, got leg pain. There was maybe your tibial bone. It could be your fibula bone. Could be your cartilage. Your meniscus. Could be your peripheral nerves. And your ganglions and all this, so many things could be wrong, but no, it's not. God has way. That's why medical, when I went to medical school, what I learned is the awkward way, the focal way, the fixed problem. But God doesn't know the supernatural, there's a supernatural highway
above,
the conventional highway. Yeah, this highway is incredible. It's under the speed of light. With momentum and speed of light, quantum energy.
Now, would that same meridian work for other problems in the colon? Like, let's suppose somebody had an irritable bowel syndrome, or suppose they had cancer of the colon. Cancer also?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do that all the time. Like colon cancer, like I said, most of colon cancer, you have to go through the respiratory system, your pulmonary system. You know, like someone had problems with the colon problems. All he has, cannot breathe very well. He has asthma, he has allergies, he has the phlegm. You know, in the throat area, all this respiratory system problem. So, to fix the colon, you have to go through the pulmonary system. That's how it works. There's a relay system, you know, like electrical relay. You want to go A through C, you got to go through B. Okay, otherwise it won't work without B. Because B is a relay. B is like a lung. You want to go to the colon, the C, you got to go through the B. Yeah, which is the pulmonary system, your breathing system. That's why breathing is so important. The breathing can be a bridge to colon, for weight loss, and for cancer. Oh, breathing is so important. When I started the Bible, God created man, but he created man out of dust, of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into man's nostril, the man became life-giving soul. So the soul the human being's soul is connected with breath life of God. When God breathes the breath life of the man's soul. Soul is composed of the mentality, cognition, memory, emotion, and also will. Oh, the whole human activity, whether it's your physical activities, mental activities, spiritual activities, all is in the soul. And that is conditioned upon the breath of life, the breath. If you can breathe spiritually and physically, oh, then you solve a lot of physical problems. That's why another big missing is the medical school. They don't teach that. They use the oxygen machine. They use inhalers. They use steroids to open up your lungs. That doesn't work very well. They use the CPAP machine. You know, the CPAP machine means the continual positive airflow. That doesn't work very well. Breath life is the answer.
So you've worked with asthma patients, with all kinds of
successful,
right?
COPD,
yeah.
Emphysema, asthma, sleep apnea, shallow breathing, on and on. They all open up. So my success, and that's why I learned from the Elohim, the God, he showed me the breathing for any symptoms, whether it's Alzheimer's, like memory, or vision problems, and sleep problems, or cancer problems, or Parkinson's, or tinnitus. Work on the breathing first. When patients they can breathe well, the whole body can turn around. They can breathe well, they can see well, and they can sleep well. And they can digest food better, well, and their immune system get better. You know, or how you can cope with the COVID-19, the coronavirus, breathing. The reason people they died of the coronavirus because why they cannot breathe very well. And for fevers, it's not a big thing. It's breathing. They cannot breathe very well. The body's going to be they will have a fever. So anyway, the breathing is the key for all human health issues.
And you can open people up.
Within an hour or two.
Bronchial.
I open up their six sinuses.
You do it with points on their head, correct?
Right. And I use the medical book, the anatomy, conventional anatomy, they said there's the six sinuses, which is about maxilla, ethmoid, and sphenoid on one side of nose. And the other side also is maxilla, ethmoid, sphenoid. So six sinuses. But I found there's another sinuses. The medical school missed that's the most important one. That's the third eye. That's also functioning as a sinus. When you open that one, the other six sinuses will be open up as well. You don't have to tackle the other six sinuses. Just open one, and the other six will become functioning. All the way down to your lungs, your heart, your stomach, your abdominal area, down to your feet. Oxygen can travel all the way from your thorax area, your like you said, in the frontal area of the head, all the way down to the feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like heaven, just outpoured blessings all the way down to from the throne of grace all the way down to the earth.
Jeez, now, when you're working on somebody's forehead, you do more points than just the third eye, right?
Well, there's the frontal area is about near about 3-4 inches, depending on your the head. But there's different spots, left side, right side, sushi area. They call it the meat topic area, the sushi area. And it's a different spot in the frontal area, but frontal area is huge, you know, it's like a rectangle. It's like 4 inches, 4 inches by 6 inches, you know. I mean, you know, pretty big area, but different spot. And corresponding to different area of the body. It's not just one spot, but you're right, it's different spot.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of amazing that traditional acupuncture does not recognize this, correct?
They don't. They miss that one. They only recognize one point. That's called in tongue. They call it, it's like today's pineal gland. It's only one point.
Mm-hmm.
But I found there are about at least 40 points, you know, around the face area. Not just the frontal, also in the jaw area. You may call trigeminal cranial nerve. And also there's called submandibular, which is, you know, the chin area, submandibular area. Also some facial area, facial. And also they all so many points in the face area. They can do the works wonder. They can do supernatural healing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I identify near about could be 200 points on the facial area, the brain, and the head,
mm-hmm.
the brain area,
mm-hmm.
about 200 points. But Chinese, conventional Chinese medicine, they only have 365 points. They're like 365 days a year. The total body point is 365. But I found just the head alone, you can do 200 points. And they can outperform the conventional 365 points, which is body points. You know, they're all of the body. Yeah. Those points there, to me, I don't use that much now. I only use 3 points. I only use 3 points, you know, those body points. But most of them I use points in the head area.
Now, you know, in traditional work, and I just say from things I've learned, that there's people that say that on the bottom of your feet, there's all these points that go to different organs. In your hand, there's all these points that go to different organs. That's, I think, in traditional acupuncture. Is that true?
That's true, yeah. Because true, conventional acupuncture is not, they're somewhat effective, but not, to me, they cannot do, they don't know what to do about Alzheimer's. They don't know how to do genitis. Conventional acupuncture, they don't know what to do about, Parkinson's. No, then they don't know how to use the acupuncture needles to bring the cranial nerve system, bring the nervous system, to bring your cardiology, to bring the hepatic system, to bring the renal system, to bring your foot and joint, to bring the cell biology, to bring your electrons, always EKG, EMGs back. They don't do that. They just put needles on you and walk away. When you go to conventional acupuncture, they put the needles on you and they walk away. Doctors can walk away, and then about 30, 40 minutes, they come back, and they move needles, and that's it. But it won't work. But I put needles, I work on the patient's 30 pills. It's about, 12 pills of cranial nerves. That's about 24 channels. I work on their 14 meridians, which is about 28 pathways. I work on their cell biology. I work on their joints. I work on their respiratory system, their renal system, digestive system, colons everywhere. Yeah, depend on
with all with needles, needles in the forehead, right?
Yeah, right.
You don't go to the other places.
No.
Now, I noticed that you you use kinesiology, yes?
Yes.
That's not a traditional Chinese practice. When did you start using kinesiology?
1995. 25 years ago. 25 years ago.
So you added that to your protocol.
Yeah, because I want to verify. God tell me, say, you work on this, work on that. I don't have words. I don't know if as a God, is this area a problem? I don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I began using kinesiology, I can verify it. Oh, God, you're right. Now I can see, you know. So use kinesiology become verifiable. It's become verifiable tool. And so then they can identify the spot. That spot may not be the focal area. Like I said, may not be where the pain is. May not be where the cancer is. But that area can cure cancer. It's the mold. So kinesiology is the mold healing, the mold diagnosis. I mean, he may not tell you exactly, you know, the focal problem, but he will tell you the root causes.
Let me give you an example.
Stop again. I have foot pain. I got toe pain. I got ankle pain. I got knee pain. I got hip pain. I got low back pain. I check. I said, you don't? He said, I do. I said, you don't? Why? I use kinesiology. I said, your pain coming from your head, from your neck, from your spinal. Or it could be your occipital area. It could be on top of the top of the head. So then I began to treat the head. I began to treat the frontal area of the head or neck area. Pain in the feet area, or hip area, or low back pain. Go away. I didn't touch the low back. I didn't touch the pain area at all. How come you didn't touch my sciatic? My sciatic pain goes away. One time I treat a patient. She has sciatic pain. Oh, excruciating sciatic pain. She had surgery. She went to Mexico. She spent a lot, used a stem cell. Nothing helped her. And she started thinking, what's wrong with me? Why? I spent so much money, you know, on stem cell therapy, surgery, all kinds of food supplements, even homeopathic medicine. It didn't work. I cannot walk. You know, I'm still bothering. I'm still, my feet feel so weak. What happened? I check. Because your facial cranial nerve, and also your trigeminal cranial nerve, the jaw, that locked. When it locked, it locked all the way down to your sciatic. He said, what? I said, well, I said, let me show you. So I work on that area, and for about, there's only about two, there's only one treatment. She can walk. I'm believable. She didn't touch my sciatic. What'd you do? I said, your central nervous system has short circuit, has been fired. Your sciatic. That's why.
And so what was it like? The nervous system that
nervous
was
system. Right. Misfired or short circuit.
So you could correct the nervous system with working on the forehead.
And also, she only came to see me a few times. Now, this about 2 years. For 2 years, she hasn't seen me. I've come back. Doing well.
And she's still walking.
She's walking. Oh, like never before. Oh, she's no pain. She walks straight. And no single pain. Yeah. But not only that, also her brain working. She can think better. Her memory's better. She can sleep better.
Now,
sciatic area, many, many side benefits.
Let me ask you, when you're working on somebody and you get guidance from God, does it come like a flash in your mind to do this? Do you hear a voice that says, do this point here? What's the nature of the communication?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Well, firstly, I still use my scientific mind to do diagnosis. I know the science.
Yes. Now.
So I use my scientific mind, scientific knowledge, diagnosis, you know, conventional diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And,
yes. You're trained. When you say your scientific mind, you're using some of your oriental techniques of reading the pulses in the body, right?
Yeah, yeah. I do pulse diagnosis, the time diagnosis, the eye diagnosis. You know, I check their ganglions. I check their nervous system. You know, their central nervous system, their cranial nervous system, and their joints and their viscera. You know, their organs.
Been a bit out of time.
And also, I use the assessment.
We're out of time?
Yes.
Oh, my God. This one's fast.
I can listen to their heartbeat and with the heart murmuring. No, that's scientific, you know. And doctors, they use test scope. You know, they listen to people talk.
Mm-hmm.
I do that, too. But fine, not. Okay? So then I use kinesiology, and then God will speak to me. And
yes.
It may not be the end of the voice, but there's coups, and there's